It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. 3 years ago, during the pandemic, New York State lawmakers passed a measure designed to turn empty hotels into affordable housing. That law is finally bearing some fruit, but WNYC's Arun Venugopal says for many housing advocates, it's far less than what they hoped for and envisioned.
The area around 135th Avenue in Jamaica, Queens, has the placid feel of suburbia. There are houses with green lawns and white picket fences. The sidewalks are noticeably clean. There are also hotels and one former hotel, the JFK Hilton, a 13-story building that'll soon be rebranded Baisley Pond Park Residences. It'll have 318 apartments housing formerly homeless New Yorkers and low-income families. They'll have access to community rooms, on-site case managers, and a fitness center. Ariel Alfgang is the architect of this project.
This particular hotel had a covered pool off of the lobby, so that space is going to become a garden. It's going to be a lovely garden.
Thanks to nearly $48 million in state funding, Baisley Pond Park is the first and so far only product of the Housing Our Neighbors with Dignity Act, or HONDA. The 2021 law emerged from the depths of the pandemic, when the bottom fell out from the city's tourism industry.
And it felt like a real opportunity that we had to convert all of these empty hotels into real affordable housing for homeless New Yorkers.
Amy Bloomsack is the director of organizing and policy at Neighbors Together, a group that advocates for homeless and low-income residents in Brooklyn.
It was hugely exciting and it had incredible potential.
But that's not how things worked out. Developers and real estate lawyers say there were too many hurdles to turn hotels into housing. Zoning restrictions prevented some hotels from becoming residential buildings, and hotel unions blocked other efforts. And then there's the issue of funding. Vijay Dandapani is the president of the Hotel Association of New York City. He says the $200 million the state provided for the program could cover, at best, two or three hotel conversions.
It was not enough to move the needle.
And then there were shifting market forces. As the pandemic subsided, the city's tourism industry came roaring back. Hotels were no longer empty.
We had this massive window of opportunity, and I think in some ways it was missed.
Not everyone is so skeptical. David Schwartz is the co-founder of Slate Property Group, the developer of Baisley Pond Park. He says there are dozens of hotels across the city that would be good candidates for conversion. And he thinks new laws often take time to kick in.
In a year from now, we'll see more of these.
In a statement, a spokesman for Mayor Eric Adams, William Fowler, said the city is working to get rid of outdated zoning laws so that it can encourage more hotel and office conversions and help solve the housing crisis. And the state's affordable housing agency, New York State Homes and Community Renewal, says at least two more hotels are likely to become residential buildings. At the very least, Ariel Alfgang, the architect of Baisley Pond Park, hopes the people who eventually move into this building find something special. He recounted an earlier housing project he designed in East New York. One of the new residents was an older man who'd spent years in substandard public housing.
I was giving him a tour of his new apartment, and he had never seen a thermostat before. And he asked me, what is that for?
Alfgang explained what a thermostat was.
And he almost came to tears thinking about the fact that he can control his own heat after living in public housing where it was just always overheated or no heat at all and throwing the window open and not having control. And that, for me, is the reason why you go through the years of work to make these buildings happen.
Baisley Pond Park is set to open in October of 2025. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.